Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, Superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Greetings, North Coast and all ships at sea. Most of our troops have now left Iraq. While there was an initial increase in violence shortly afterwards, matters have stabilized and the political partisan bickering and government gridlock is decreasing. Some cooperation in opposing parties is starting. We're not hearing much about Iraq in the news lately since the Arab Spring is occupying much news time, especially tragic events in Syria. Iraq has seen and is seeing much improvement in security and infrastructure. Recently, many of the security walls have been removed. Major roads have been reopened in Baghdad. Baghdad is having to implement an odd number license plate day, driving day, to reduce the effect of traffic jams. The economy in Iraq has been on a strong boom. Some political pundits are spreading the idea that had we stayed out of Iraq, Iraq would have had its own Arab Spring. I strongly disagree with their comments. The brutality and iron fist of Saddam's regime crushed the slightest dissent. The mass graves uncovered after our liberation of Iraq bear witness to this. I believe the seed of the Arab Spring was planted with our removal of Saddam, helping Iraq to self-determination and liberty from fear of government, protection of citizens' rights. Iraqis showed this hunger and commitment to this in their Purple Revolution in January of 2005, in defiance of all terrorist threats. The Purple Revolution in Iraq was closely followed by Lebanon's Cedar Revolution in May of 2005, which forced Syria to withdraw from Lebanon. Both these events were televised all over the Arab world with much admiration and wonder. Many dictators started to loosen their grip and offer symbolic concessions in the form of highly controlled and restrictive elections and human rights promises they did not keep. This was too late for some, such as in Tunisia, with its revolt in December of 2010 after a street vendor burned himself in protest to oppression and a repressive election in 2009. Egypt, Libya, Bahrain, and Syria followed quickly. Jordan and Morocco have introduced many reforms to offer more freedoms and public involvement in governance and more human rights to their citizens. Others, such as Saudi Arabia, have given small concessions and throwing money at the population to keep them calm. The age of dictatorship and tyranny in the Middle East is coming to an end. The West should encourage and support free society with the same conviction the West supports regions suffering from natural disasters. Free societies are less subject to extremist influence. Please remember, we are blessed by Almighty God to be living in this wonderful country of ours, and those of us on the North Coast are doubly blessed. This is Haider Agena with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.